Well, what have we got this morning? The first thing I think is to complete the voiceover for that cutlery commercial.
No, I'm afraid you are mistaken. Instead of completing that, we've got to come up with a selling idea for those kitchens. Remember? The boss will be wanting to see us after lunch, and he'll be expecting it to be all more or less tidied up, parcel-like.
Wouldn't it be better to finish one job before beginning another? The boss will understand, surely.
Forgive me, Terry, if I keep correcting you, but remember there are deadlines, and when there's a deadline, the boss is as immovable as a barnacle.
So we'll have to come up with the parcel. Any ideas?
Absolutely none. And my usually grasshopper brain is not at its come up with the ideas best this morning. Let's have a look at the details.
Well, whatever it's like, we've got to make it a dream. Gleaming perfection. Slick. Everything fitted. Fitted is a key word, isn't it? Everything to avoid the impression of the inevitable mess that kitchens actually get in.
How clear is it, Mr. Hancock, that you are new to the admin's business? I'm afraid you are on the wrong track. There you are, making decisions already, gatsbying about the office, thinking already that the key works to this ad are going to be what? Timeless, sophisticated beauty? The haute couture of haute cuisine? And you've forgotten the ad man's first rule.
Which is?
Hard desk work. Getting to know the facts. You've got to knead the dough before you can ice the cake. Now draw up a pew, will you? And we'll look at the ingredients.
What makes this kitchen different from any other?
Now that's a leading question. Here are some photos. What do you notice?
They're all different. The photos, I mean. In fact, it's different from all the other kitchens on the market. That they're all fixed, aren't they? And this is all, well, non-fixed.
All the various units can be moved about. Now that's sensible, because there are times.
There are times, aren't there, when, for example, you need the chopping board near the sink. And other times when you need it near the cooker, and
So you know something about kitchens.
not kitchens exactly, but cooking, yes. I do some cooking occasionally.
Good for you. The nearest I get to it is jigsawing tins open and tossing the odd frozen meal into the oven. Perhaps that's what most women now want, a kitchen for simple function, made to accommodate the hot cuisine of the deep freezer.
No, I'm sure you're wrong. Most practical women of the house want a kitchen to be, flexible, like kitchen used to be.
Well, there's one flexible thing at least about this kitchen. What shall we call it? Mobility of units? Anyway, the idea's there. So there is one thing different about this kitchen.
Sorry to, correct you, Joyce, but there's something else you haven't noticed.
Oh, yes?
You say there's one difference, but in fact there are two. You see, most manufacturers of kitchen units produce all the units of the same height.
Lots of working surfaces, yes, but.
But only one height. It makes production cheaper.
Well, surely that's fine. I mean, there is an ideal working height.
I beg to differ. You're quite wrong, you know. Now, what are some of the things you need to do in the kitchen?
Unwrap sliced bread, thaw the stuff from the freezer, open tins.
Have you ever, for example, tried frosting cake mixture at the same working height as, well, as slicing bread? You see, you need those different heights. Otherwise, sometimes you're on your toes, sometimes down on your knees.
So it doesn't look as if we want a nude in an apron at an eye level grill sort of picture. Something practical this time. Something with the idea of. Let's think of some words.
Multi-height, multi-mobile.
Yes, and a whole series of tiny pictures showing the multi-purpose character of...
And the old-type kitchen was multi-purpose.